Hello and happy Mother's Day. On a day when we honor our mothers, Butch, Herbie, Oscar, and Rembrandt remind us just how difficult a job it can be to be a mother. Join us today as we read Mother's Day Horror. The moral of today's parable is, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 2. Rembrandt arrived at the Morton's Coffee Pub the Monday after Mother's Day to discover a table of three solemn-looking men. "What's going on?" he asked. Herbie, Butch, and Oscar focused on their coffees. "Did you know yesterday was Mother's Day?" asked Butch. "Of course," replied Rembrandt. His eyes slowly narrowed. "Why? Did you forget?" Butch shook his head. Oscar snickered. "I bet he wished he did." Herbie giggled. Butch glared back at the both of them. Rembrandt sat down at the table. "What did you do?" he asked Butch. Butch sighed. "I had this great idea. I was going to surprise Mom by renovating her kitchen." Herbie giggled. Butch kicked him under the table. "You know those home renovation shows on TV? They make it look so easy. I mean, it's always done in an hour," explained Butch. "Oh my," said Rembrandt. "I worked all day Saturday. The only thing I finished was the demolition," said Butch. Oscar's eyes lit up as he bounced in his wheelchair. "Tell him what she said to you. Go ahead, tell him." Butch hung his head in shame. "She said she was in labor with me for 36 straight hours with no medication. She said my head was so big it felt like pushing a watermelon through her nose." Herbie and Oscar burst out in uncontrollable laughter. Even Rembrandt could barely contain a chuckle. "You two, it's not like you guys are perfect," complained Butch. "No, but we didn't do that," laughed Herbie. Butch's blood boiled. "Oh yeah, what's the worst thing you ever did to your mom?" Rembrandt jumped to his aid. "It's only fair. Make him feel better." Oscar and Herbie fell silent. "Well?" demanded Butch. Herbie sat up in his chair. "All right," he said. "Back home in Newfoundland, I did something I'm not too proud of." Butch folded his arms. "I'm listening." "I shaved my mom's cat." "Bald?" asked Oscar. "Not completely. Cats don't take too well to that sort of thing. It's more like he had bald patches all over his body," said Herbie. "Why would you do that?" asked Rembrandt. "The brother dared me to," was Herbie's answer. "I want to know what your mother did," said Butch. Herbie leaned back and thought, "I can't really remember. I lost a lot of blood and I may have passed out for an hour or two." Butch smacked Herbie in the shoulder. "You did that and you still made fun of me?" "Sure," said Herbie. "You're a grown man and I was only 12. Butch slouched down. "That makes me feel worse." Oscar leaned toward Butch. "If it helps, the worst thing I did to my mom was only last year." "It might," said Butch, hopefully, "depending on what you did." Oscar took a sip of coffee before speaking. "I wanted to play a practical joke on my mom, so I changed all her internet passwords." "That's not so bad," said Herbie. "No, that's what my mom thought at first, too. But my doctors were messing with my medications at the time, and I lost my short-term memory." "Oh, no," said Rembrandt. "Mom thought it was part of the joke and got real mad when I wouldn't change them back," said Oscar. "What did you do?" asked Butch. "I got a doctor's note explaining my memory loss." "No, with the passwords," said Butch. "I'm not really sure. All I know is I'm not allowed on our computer anymore," said Oscar. Butch shrugged. "That doesn't make me feel better either. You had a legitimate excuse," Herbie interrupted. "And a note from his doctor. That gets you out of everything." "Yeah," agreed Butch. "Well, Rembrandt, you're up. What's the worst thing you ever did to your mom?" asked Oscar. At that moment, the door opened and a chilly breeze struck Rembrandt in the back of the neck. "I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an awesome child," said Rembrandt. "Right," scoffed Oscar. "Didn't you break her heart when you left Winnipeg?" asked Herbie. "It'll make me feel better. You said it yourself," said Butch. Rembrandt rolled his eyes. Fine. My mom still doesn't like Doreen. She can't understand what I see in her. Just don't tell Doreen. She thinks everything's great. The eyes of the other three grew as big as dinner plates. Some things you gotta keep to yourself, whispered Oscar. Herbie's expression of horror sent a chill down Rembrandt's spine. Why? What's going on? Asked Rembrandt. Rembrandt followed Herbie's eyes. They shifted from him to something over his head. There's somebody behind me, isn't there? Asked Rembrandt. All three friends nodded slowly. Suddenly, they jumped when they heard a voice speak. Ahem! Hello, Doreen, said Oscar. The blood drained from Rembrandt's face. Butch got up and gave Rembrandt a pat on the shoulder. He leaned into Rembrandt's ear and whispered, At least you made me feel better. Thank you for listening to the story, Mother's Day Horror. I hope you choose to honor your mothers today. And if you're listening to this podcast and it isn't Mother's Day, may you honor your mother every day. Thank you again for listening to A Rembrandt Parable on the Rembrandt Parables podcast. Join us again soon. Good day, and God bless.